You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk real estate, shall we? Housing. Prices are still going up more slowly than they have been, but still up. Mortgage rates, same. There have been some swings, but a 30-year fixed is bumping up against 7% again. And given that, you might say to yourself, forget buying, let's just rent. Oh, were it only that simple. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on it.
You know what a lot of people do when mortgage rates are too high to buy?
They'll stay in the rental market longer.
Andrew Justice is a housing policy analyst at the Niskanen Center.
So if existing renters stay and new renters keep coming, the only thing that can change is price.
The rent goes up.
And it makes it harder for everyone to afford their rent from month to month.
Some analysts question this theory because it doesn't change the overall supply of homes, and unbought homes can be converted to rentals. But Logan Modishami, lead analyst for Housing Wire, says if ever there was a year where people were trapped into renting, it was last year.
We had the biggest mortgage rate spike in recent modern day history. So definitely there were some first-time home buyers that were renters that, you know, just say, hey, listen, I can't even afford to buy a house at 7% mortgage rates.
But despite all those trapped renters, we see rent inflation coming down. One reason is that supply has come to the rescue a little bit.
New construction of rental housing, particularly multifamily housing, has really been booming over the last 6 months.
Lisa Sturtevant is chief economist with Bright MLS, a real estate data company in the Mid-Atlantic.
So in many markets, there's actually a lot more rental options now than there were even just a year ago.
A lot of those options are projects that were started in the low interest rate era before the pandemic. They were put on hold because of COVID and supply chain problems. So does this herald a new future of abundant housing supply for renters and buyers alike? No, it does not.
We do need more supply of housing.
Dean Baker is senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Today's high interest rates make it more expensive for builders to build tomorrow's homes.
No doubt about it. If we see these high rates continue for another year, 2 years, it will be felt in terms of less supply of housing.
So the housing market of tomorrow won't have enough homes, just like the housing market of today and yesterday and before the pandemic. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Just because you can never have too many rebrandings, tomorrow Warner Brothers Discovery is set to reveal its new, but not really new, streaming service. What was once called HBO Max is now going to be called Max, so reports the New York Times. But beyond the name change will also come some content changes. There will still be the biggies, of course, like Succession and The Last of Us, but also what you might call lighter reality TV. Shows like, and I'm not making this up, Dr. Pimple Popper and House Hunters International. The kinds of shows you might put on in the background while you're doing chores or paying your bills or, you know, working. There is, it turns out, a phrase for shows like that, ambient streaming. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I'll confess, I'll sometimes put a show on in the background while I'm, say, frantically emailing streaming experts for interviews. It usually goes something like this.
All right, let's see what we got here. Black Mirror, my favorite. Bit too intense. There we go.
Hello, bakers. Welcome to the tent.
I'm actually not a huge Great British Baking Show guy, but that's exactly the type of show we watch while, wait, why do we put it on if we're not paying attention? Shira Gabriel is a psychology professor at SUNY Buffalo. She says it goes back to our hunter-gathering days.
Our ancestors were the ones who lived together with other people, who needed other people and were in collectives. And so we evolved a primitive mechanism that pushes us towards feeling connected to others.
In other words, somewhere deep in the recesses of our caveman brains, we think the sound of the Real Housewives' voices will keep us from being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. And certain shows scratch that evolutionary itch better than others.
A repeated narrative structure, like something like House Hunters, where there are different people every time, but we sort of know these characters, right?
Sitcom reruns work well as ambient TV, but the problem for streamers is that the Seinfeld or Fresh Prince catalog could be very expensive. NYU business professor Charles Schrager says you might subscribe to a streaming service for the prestige dramas, like Succession, but the ambient streaming library is meant to keep you from unsubscribing as soon as Succession ends.
How do you keep that subscriber engaged enough so that she won't press the button to cancel the $10 a month that she has to pay for next month?
I know I may be biased here, but you know what doesn't cost $10 a month that you can play in the background while you're doing chores? The radio. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.